Hello everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project, and you are listening to Anita Miles. We are in the middle of October, and a spooky smell is in the air. Halloween is coming, and I am not a huge fan of horror, but I love the mystery vibes. The days are going to be shorter, and outside is quite cold, especially during the night. I was sick for a couple of days. Maybe you've noticed my deep and strange voice. I still have a cold, but I'm feeling better. Whatever. I've chosen a topic that fits perfectly the vibes. Witches. I am a month in advance. I just discovered a few days ago that there is an International Witches' Day, celebrated annually on November 16, and focuses on witchcraft, women's empowerment, and the feminine spirit. The witch, la strega, die Hexe, la sorcière, la bruja, are the different ways to depict a woman who is believed to have magical powers. Throughout history and literature, there has been an evolution of this figure, usually depicted negatively. They are associated with the unknown and the supernatural, becoming the embodiment of fear itself. This term is rooted in misogyny because they were women challenging patriarchal structures. Powerful, independent, and alienated women. In literature, the witch is a complex archetype that evolves with the ages, adapting to cultural and social changes and reflecting the collective fears and desires of the societies in which these stories are told. In the ancient times of the classic and middle ages, witches were often represented as women with magical powers associated with supernatural or evil forces. Circe and Medea are examples from Greek mythology. Both are seen as manipulators, and victims of circumstances. Circe transforms men into animals, while Medea uses magic to take revenge on those who betray her. Until the Renaissance, things did not change. They got worse with the witch hunt. During Romanticism, the witch was seen as a rebel who evoked mystery, terror, and repressed sexuality. Suddenly, in the contemporary reading, the witch is reinterpreted in a complex way as a symbol of female power, freedom, and rebellion, often taking on heroic or positive role. I've chosen some witches and some novels to help you understand better. The first witch I would like to talk about is Jadis, the White Witch of Narnia, created by C.S. Lewis. She is the witch who brings eternal winter to Narnia. She is an extraordinarily beautiful, tall, and imposing woman with a natural-born sorceress. Furthermore, she is cunning, arrogant, and cruel, considering herself above all rules and viewing others as tools to be used, as Edmund, or obstacles to be demolished, as Aslan the Lion. When I saw the movie regarding Narnia, I was literally scared by the actress Tilda Swinton's perfect interpretation of the character. The second witch is Elphaba. Maybe you know her better as the Wicked Witch of the West, created by L. Frank Baum, the author of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Actually, the malevolent ruler of the Winky Country was unnamed by the author. Thanks to Gregory Maguire, who created a backstory for her in Wicked, released in 1995, we explore the world of the Wizard of Oz from her perspective. There were so many musicals adapting the novel, but soon there will be a movie release. Actually, only the first part will be released in November this year. Cynthia Erivo, I don't know if I pronounced correctly, in advance, I'm sorry, will be Elphaba, a misunderstood young woman born with green skin, who later becomes the Wicked Witch of the West. I'm thrilled. I have the novel on my digital shelf, still unread. However, this is the right time to finally read it. Have you ever read Wicked, or are you just like me, postponing the moment? The third witch is... maybe you already know who I picked. Hermione Granger. One of the most famous witches in contemporary literature. She is a young and gifted witch, often celebrated for her intelligence and determination. She doesn't need a presentation. She's the positive way a witch was represented, and I mentioned her qualities in several episodes of the podcast. The fourth and the last witch is as well popular, but in fairy tales. I'm talking about Maleficent, whose story was the subject of many revisitations. I bought this summer a book about the Disney villain series written by Serena Valentino. Mistress of All Evil, in which she's the protagonist. Before concluding, I like to mention two novels. The first is Witches by Roald Dahl, a children's novel that I've mentioned and talked about in the episode dedicated to the author in the second season. And the second is Practical Magic, a novel by Alice Hoffman, which was also well adapted into a movie starring Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman, who play Sister Sally and Gillian Owens, descended from a long line of witches. Nowadays, there are so many books that have witches as characters, that they may be the protagonists or the antagonists of fantasy novels. It's time to conclude. I'll take a 2-week break, but stay tuned for more. XOXO Anita Miles.